Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And why is Edward Isaac Dover, Politico's senior White House correspondent, covering next year's New York City mayoral contest? Because OMB director Sean Donovan, who also has served as Obama's housing and urban development secretary and Mayor Bloomberg's housing commissioner, might want to run. Welcome back to WNYC, Edward Isaac Dover. Hi.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. Emphasis on might in that sentence. Remind people who Sean Donovan is and how upfront is he about his interest in the job?
So Sean Donovan, like you said, was the housing commissioner for Mike Bloomberg for the 2003 to 2008, around that. Then he got involved on the Obama campaign pretty early, was out even knocking on doors for Obama and part of his transition committee, and then was made Obama's housing and urban development secretary to be the front man, the point person on handling the mortgage crisis fallout. After he did that, through 2014, he moved over to be the director of the Office of Management and Budget, which basically means he's the person who is helping the president set the budget priorities for all of the departments in the government. Really, one of the key players inside the White House. But he is a native New Yorker, and he is someone who has, for years, been saying to people, you know, I might want to go back and run for mayor. And it seems like he might be moving that direction. Probably not for 2017 is what he's telling people, but very much on his mind is at least 2021. And that's where things are.
Huh. And one sense we got from your article is that it's not so much Donovan is itching to challenge Bill de Blasio as that there may be people with deep pockets out there who don't like the mayor looking for likely challengers. Would you put it that way?
There are people with deep pockets out there who are looking for challengers to de Blasio, and they've been casting about trying to figure out who they could get to run. Bradley Tusk, who your listeners may remember, is a guy who has been very close in with Mike Bloomberg. He was the campaign manager when Bloomberg was running for the third term in 2009. He has this group that he started that is very upfront about just wanting to bash de Blasio every which way. And he said to me that, you know, first of all, that their main mission as an effort will be to beat up de Blasio, and then you just need a candidate who's a credible alternative. But he and others have been talking up Donovan as the person who could come in.
And I see that this Bradley Tusk polling tested a bunch of other people, too, most of whom did badly in a hypothetical matchup against de Blasio, like MSNBC host Joe Scarborough, who only got a 13% versus 60% supportive rating. Ray Kelly underwater in a starting poll. John Catsimatidis, who ran last time, the grocery store chain owner, and Al Sharpton, who also didn't do very well.
Right. And so there's this thought that Donovan, though he has never run for office before, is not very well known, could basically piggyback on the reputation of Mike Bloomberg and Barack Obama, his two most recent bosses, and that would be enough to establish him in voters' minds when there would be a lot of money for an independent expenditure backing him to make him a credible candidate. And Donovan's response, when I was reporting the piece the end of last week and over the weekend, he declined comment on it. But yesterday, they put out a statement to me and to several other reporters. This is from Donovan. I'm focused on my work at OMB, and I'm not currently considering a bid for mayor. I don't think that you need to be too acute of a political journalist to realize that he says I'm not currently, which is not saying I'm not considering a run for mayor.
So if Sean Donovan did run, what do you think his major points of policy disagreement with Bill de Blasio would be? I mean, they're both, you know, if he's in the Obama administration, he's probably some kind of liberal Democrat.
Right. That's a tricky thing here. And, of course, you know, we'd be looking at a Democratic primary in New York, which is always about what kind of a liberal Democrat you are, right, as it was in 2013.
Right.
I think what you would likely see out of Donovan is a stress on competence and management, trying to say that those are weak points for de Blasio. There's also essentially a hope to capitalize on the legal investigations that have been going on into a lot of the de Blasio things, and the hope, essentially, that at least from a political perspective, that de Blasio would be weakened by those investigations moving further along in between now and when the votes are cast.
That might be Bradley Tusk's hope more than Sean Donovan's hope.
That's right.
But it would benefit him if they do conclude in a negative direction for de Blasio. How about on housing? Is there any way to speculate? I mean, that's one of the cornerstones of the de Blasio administration on which he'd probably run for re-election, although as our listeners know from a segment we did earlier in the week about Upper Manhattan, there's still a fair amount of grassroots opposition to the way the mayor is going about it. But he's got this big number, 200,000 affordable housing units. And I don't know, how would Sean Donovan, as Bloomberg's housing person and now as Obama's housing person, run against that?
Well, on the one hand, you'd have the potential weakness there versus de Blasio, because de Blasio could talk about all the work that he's done on affordable housing as in contrast to where things were under Bloomberg when Sean Donovan was, for a number of those years, the housing commissioner. The other side of it, though, is that when there are the complaints about how it's been done, that you would have Donovan, who would say, look, I was the person who took the entire country out of the housing crisis that was going on, figured out ways to restructure the way the federal government handles debt and that massive mortgage settlement from 5 years ago at this point. He was the person involved with all of that, and he could say that he could bring that to rethinking in a real way how New York handles housing. His career before he moved into being in his current job as budget director was almost all very deep in housing focused. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is what his expertise is.
Right. We have 2 minutes left. I'm going to ask you to put your White House correspondent hat back on.
Okay.
And since you're also looking at the presidential race, do you think the president, President Obama, is going to weigh in on this latest so-called joke by Trump about Second Amendment folks taking care of Hillary if she's elected before she can appoint any of those nasty liberal judges?
I think the president, as you may know, is in the midst of what will be a 2-week vacation in Martha's Vineyard. That is time when traditionally he is basically not seen by anyone in public, reporters included, except for maybe on the golf course, unless something really bad happens, when there is the beheading of the reporter by ISIS 2 years ago, then the president was active then, and Ferguson stuff 2 years ago. But to sound off in the campaign seems like an unlikely thing, because there just won't be he would have to come off vacation in a even if it were just come to where the reporters are in Martha's Vineyard to talk to them specifically to hit Trump, and that seems like something he'd be reluctant to do.
So what does Politico's senior White House reporter do when the president is on vacation?
Well, lucky for me, the presidential campaign is also very much part of my life, and so what's going on with Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine is a big part of what's going on for me.
You say you're lucky.
I cover the Democrat race.
Luckier would be we stake him out in Martha's Vineyard.
That's true. That is the most plum assignment, but it costs a lot of money, and there's not a lot of news to it. So my congratulations to the reporters who've convinced their editors that that's still something that they should do, but I have not been able to be that persuasive.
Edward Isaac Dover is senior White House reporter for Politico. Thanks a lot, Isaac.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.